Inside our heart, we feel quite moved, or our heart is stirred up.
我们觉得说，正式说入了我的内心。
And you say, oh, what he said really is a reflection of what I thought, have thought in my heart.
我一直不晓得到底怎么来表达这个问题，这个人替我表达出来了。
I don't know how to really say it or pose it as a question, but what this person said really is a reflection of exactly what I want to ask.
在传道书第一章里头，这个所罗门王所提出来的一个问题或许我们也会有这样子的感动。
Likewise, there in the book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher Solomon also posed a question that is also a reflection of many questions in our heart.
我们请看传道书第一章第一节。
Let's look into Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1.
旧约七百九十五页，传道书第一章第一节。
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语。
The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem.
以这样的描述大家都公认这个作者就是所罗门王。
And simply from here, everyone agreed that the writer is King Solomon himself.
这个。大卫这个名字的意思就是一个蒙爱的人。
David, his name means the one who is pleased.
这个耶路撒冷它有和平的意思。
And the word Jerusalem, the city itself, means the city of peace.
这个所罗门王是这一位蒙神所爱的大卫王的儿子。
And so King Solomon is the son of him who is beloved by God.He is his son.
所以所罗门王也一样的继承他的父亲，是一个神所爱的。
And so likewise, King Solomon also inherits from his father that which is beloved by God.
所罗门王的父亲大卫王，他奠定了整个国家的这个稳定跟强盛。
And so King Solomon was able to stabilize the whole country of Israel and to stabilize both in faith and as a nation.
所以他。所罗门王的时代也是一个很太平的一个时代。
And so during the days of King Solomon, he inherited from his father many days of peace.
但是所罗门王他自己本身却有一个很不平常的一生。
But for King Solomon, he also have a very unusual life.
在这样一个太平的时代里头，他却有一个很不平静的生活。
That even though he lived ruled a time of peace.And do not have any major battles, but in his life, we can see there is a turmoil or a certain unbalance, unrest in his life.
在这里，他不称我是所罗门王，他称自己是传道者。
Here, he did not say that he is King Solomon, but he claimed himself as the words of a preacher.
他要将他对人生的观察跟经验来跟大家分享。
He wants to share with everyone his observation about human life.
他所经验的，他所看的，当然这是非常的个人的，是属于他的。
And what he experienced and what he have observed is very personal.
但是却很值得大家来参考，大家也来一起做思想。
But it is also worth our time to study because it, in many times is a reflection of our thoughts.
所以他也很直接的就把他所要讲的主题在第二节。给点出来。
And so he goes directly to his point in verse 2.
第二节说，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
So verse 2, he says, vanity of vanity, says the preacher, vanities of vanities, all is vanity.
所罗门王他为了观察体验人生，所以他曾经把神把信仰摆在一旁。
King Solomon, in order to know the fullness of life, he had once in his life cast God and his faith aside.
我们可以甚至说他曾经过着一段放纵的生活。
You can say that he lived a period of his life in which he satisfied his worldly life.
在这样的一个过程里头，他看尽了人生里头那些丑陋的那些邪恶的一面。
And so from living such a kind of life, he was able to have this understanding about the wickedness and the displeasures of a man's life.
而且他还发现说，人生里头那个负面的占的比例比较多。
And then he realized that life, overall is not very optimistic, but is actually very, pessimistic side of view.
所以他发现说，不认识神，没有信仰的生活，他的结论就是虚空。
And so he comes to this conclusion that those without God, to rely upon, his life will be summarized as meaningless, as vanity.
这所谓的虚空，有时候它不是真的是空的，它反而是充实的、充满的。
And even though, this word vanity, it does not really reflect, always that emptiness or meaningless, but in actual lifestyle, one may be actually abundant and full.
因为充满着某些事情，所以更觉得是虚空。
Because one's life may be abundant and full, therefore he comes to even more conclusion that life is full of meaningless.
为什么所罗门王他说人生是虚空？
Why did King Solomon say that life is vanity?
因为他发现说在人的生活里头充满着自私跟骄傲。
Because he realized a man's life is full of selfishness and pride.
他发现人的生活里头充满着嫉妒跟虚伪。
That is full of envy and hypocrisy.
他发现人的生活里头充满着诡诈跟贪婪。
A man's life is full of greed and deceit.
他发现人的生活里头充满着很多的邪恶跟仇恨。
And full of wickedness and hatred.
因为有这些充满的这些，所以他的结论是人生是虚空的。
And because of all these things, he comes to this conclusion that a person's life is full of vanity.
而这所充满的这些事情呢，都跟那个罪有关系。
And what comes from all these things are all related to that issue of sin.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督对我们每一个人都是这么宝贵，这么重要。
And that is why Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, is to every one of us is so important and so precious.
因为主耶稣来到世上的一个主要的目的之一，就是要除掉人的罪。
Because the main purpose and goal of Lord Jesus Christ coming to this world from heaven is to get rid of this issue of sin in our life.
那这个所罗门王发现说人生是虚空的，因为他也发现了真的人生很缺乏某些东西。
And so King Solomon able to say life is vanity because he feels that a man's life in this world is full of a need.
很多的时候人的生活里头缺少了良善跟公义。
And many times in society it lacks righteousness and justice.
很多时候人的生活里头缺少了清洁和平。
It lacks harmony and lacks purity.
很多时候人的生活里头缺少了包容跟信任。
It lacks trust and also lacks forgiveness.
很多时候人的生活里头缺少了盼望、忍耐、智慧。
It lacks hope, wisdom and perseverance.
很多时候人的生活里头缺少了仁爱跟诚实。
And lacks compassion and honesty.
因为有这些的缺乏，所以所罗门王说人生是虚空的。
And because of all these lacking and shortcomings, that therefore, King Solomon says that all is vanity.
今天为什么我们需要认识神？
And so today, why do we need Christ?
今天为什么我们需要信仰？
Why do we need to believe in this faith?
就是要让这些美好的事情能够充满在我们生活里头。
It is so that we can have a more beautiful things in our life.
所以主耶稣说他来到这个世界上是要赐生命给我们，而且是给我们赐给我们更丰富。
And so that's why Lord Jesus Christ himself said that he come to this world to give us a more abundant life.
虽然所罗门王一开始就讲到他所讲的主题是虚空。
Even though from the beginning that King Solomon says vanity of vanities.
但是作为一个传道者，他有一个更重要的目的在里头。
But as a preacher, he has a more important purpose.
我们请看传道书十二章
Let's refer to chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes.
传道书十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
第一节，你当趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember now the Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
这里所罗门王最后他为什么他写这个传道书的目的就是要劝勉人，要尽早的，要赶快的来认识这位独一的真神。
So one of the purpose of King Solomon writing this book is he's hoped that his reader can come sooner to acknowledge the existence of God.
不要再等了，就是现在。
Let us not wait any longer, but it is the time now.
赶快来过着一个有信仰的人生。
To quickly come to believe and to have this life of faith.
十三节。
13.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all.
认识神，有信仰的人生才是不虚空的人生。
And so a person who, whose life is filled with God and feared God is a life that is not void or meaningless.
请我们翻回传道书第一章。
Let's turn back to chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章。
Chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse
3. 第三节，人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun?
在这里所罗门王就提出了一个问题。
Here, King Solomon posed a question.
他说：“人在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处？”
He said, "What profit has a man from all his labor under the sun?"
我们每一个人都生活在日光之下。
Every single one of us live under the sun.
我们每一个人生活在很实在、很现实的这个世界、这个社会里。
We live in reality and live in this physical world.
我们每一个人都是在日光之下。
Every one of us live under the sun.
那更深一层的，我们每一个人都是在亚当里头。
And going into another level deeper, every one of us is born under Adam.
每一个在日光之下的人都是在亚当里头，都是罪人。
That is, everyone who live under the sun is born under that of Adam, which means that we all are sinners.
当我们还没有领受救恩之前，我们都是带着罪在过生活。
Before we come to receive salvation, our life was full of sin.
那接下来所罗门王说，在日光之下，我们有很多的劳碌。
And so King Solomon here says that under the sun we have much labor.
那他回头看这么许多的劳碌，它有什么益处呢？
And so he reflect back on his life, all his laboring, what has it brought him?
另外一层的意思就是说，做人到底有什么好处？
And we can rephrase it and say, as to be a human being, what benefit is there?
真的，我们今天每一天的生活，我们不是只是为了填饱肚子。
That every day we live is not solely to satisfy our stomach.
如果我们只是为了填饱肚子，我想我们不用这么劳碌。
If we our only goal in life is to make sure we have a meal to eat the next day, then we don't need to labor so hard.
我们的生活不是只是为了填饱肚子，所以我们有许许多多的劳碌。
And so, because our life is not only consisting of satisfying our stomach, therefore we have much more labors.
那如果照所罗门王来讲，这许多的劳碌到最后是没有益处的，是虚空的。
But even from King Solomon, his words, that all these labors toward the end profits nothing.
那这样是不是我们就不用这么勤劳，这么的努力呢？
So does that mean that we do not need to labor so hard, do not have to try so hard?
首先我必须要澄清的，圣经教导我们的是不要懒惰，要勤劳。
first, we must touch upon the teachings of the Bible that we are not to be lazy or sluggard.
尤其在箴言里头啊，充满着这样子的教导。
Especially from the teachings in the book of Proverbs, it tells us that.
那这个箴言也是智慧的言语。
And the book of Proverbs is also words of wisdom.
箴言里头教训说，勤劳是有益的。
And so from the teaching of Proverbs, it says those who are diligent in his work is beneficial for him.
所以那个在日光之下，这就成为一个关键点。
And so, from living under the sun, this is an important perspective.
如果我们只是在日光之下在劳碌，那个最后会成为虚空。
If all we care about as we live under the sun is to labor in this world, we will find at the end it will be meaningless.
如果我们是在日光之上，那么我们的劳碌它是有意义的，它是有价值的。
But if we live above the sun,then all our labors that is under the sun will carry with it purpose and meaning.
如果说在日光之下就是指着带着罪在生活。
If meaning that living under the sun, we live a life of sin and faults.
那么在日光之上就指着说罪的事情、罪的问题已经得到解决了。
And if we live above the sun, it means that we already found a solution to counter our sins.
所以第三节，所罗门王替我们提出了这个我们内心深处也赞同的一个问题，做人有什么益处。
And so King Solomon brings up a good question here that we also meditate and think about, that as we live in this life, what is his purpose?
接下来所罗门王做了七个回答，都是来肯定这样的一个观察，一个体验。
From here on out, King Solomon answers it with seven answers, this question with seven answers.
他来肯定在日光之下的劳碌最后是虚空。
To prove that at the end, if we toil under the sun, it all means vanity, all means meaningless.
他的反面就是人必须要认识神，必须要有信仰的生活。
And his conclusion to counter this meaningless is that one must come to know God, to understand God, to pursue God.
请看第四节。
Let's look into verse 4.
这是所罗门王他做的第一个回答。
This is the first answer to his one question.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
One generation passes away and another generation has come, but the earth abides forever.
我们都很清楚的知道，你我将有一天都要成为过去。
We all know that you and I, one day, we will be a part of history.
我们都很清楚，你我，我们一定会成为过去。
We all know that we will always not be living in the present, that we will one day be referred to as the past.
这里所罗门王说我们走了，那地仍然存在。
And so King Solomon here says that as we leave this world, but the earth still remains.
就好像一个房子，主人离开了，房子还在那里。
Just like an owner of a house, after the person living in the house leaves, the house still exists.
那其实根据圣经，这个天地也有废弃的一天。
And according to the teaching of the Bible, actually this heaven and earth of this material world one day will also pass away.
但是如果我们认识神，我们有信仰，我们在主耶稣里头，我们却要得到永生。
But if we know God and we believe in Jesus Christ, it's told that we will have this eternal inheritance, eternal life.
所以所罗门王的正面的回答是肯定在日光下的劳碌是虚空的。
And so King Solomon stated very clearly, saying under the sun that is we toil in vain.
他帮助我们去看见事实，所以我们才会去追求那个日光之上。
And so he brings up the obvious so that we have this understanding to pursue for above to live life above the sun.
我们都愿意我们的一生是有意义的。
We all hope that we live a meaningful life.
我们都希望我们是拥有永恒的。
We all hope that we can abide and live forever.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
17 verse 3.
第三节，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
这个天地好像是会永远长存。
This heaven and earth, it seems as though it will be forever.
对眼前的我们来讲，好像是这样子。
From our physical eyes, it seems that way.
但是事实上，天地也要废弃。
But the reality is that one day the heaven and the earth will also vanish.
只有在耶稣基督里头，这个才是真正的永远。
Only in Lord Jesus Christ is there found eternal life.
我们再看回传道书第一章第五节。
Refer back to Ecclesiastes.
这是所罗门王的第二个回答。
The second answer of King Solomon.
第五节，
Verse 5.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。
The sun also rises and the sun goes down and hastens to the place where it arose.
有人说日出日落就好像人生。
Some people refer a person's life as the sun arising and also a sun setting.
当人出生就好像日出。
When one is born, it is referred to as though the sun rise.
当人到了晚年就好像日落。
But when a person is old in age, he is referred to a sunset of his life.
日出日落，这是一个自然的现象。
And so a sunrise and the sun goes down, this is a natural occurrence.
人的出生，人的老迈，这也是自然的现象。
A person's birth and a person's process of getting old, this is also a natural occurrence.
在自然界里头，我们常常说，夕阳是无限的美丽。
In the natural order of things, many times we say that the
sunset is very beautiful.
That the sunset is very beautiful.
真的有很多人喜欢在这个黄昏太阳要下山的时候去拍那个去照相，因为那个景色有另外一份的美。
Because many photographers like to go and take a picture of the sunset in the horizon because it is indeed a sight to behold.
但是有时候很悲哀的我们人生的夕阳有时候它并没有那么美。
But the sad part of it is that many times in our life, as we find our life setting into the horizon, it may not always be so beautiful.
太阳下去了，明天它会再上来。
The sun goes down, but tomorrow it shall rise again.
但是我们人只有这一次。
But for us human beings, we only have this one shot.
明天再出场的不是我们。
Tomorrow, what comes forth is not us any longer.
我们如果对我们现在所拥有的这个场面，我们如果觉得还不错，还满意。
If we think to ourselves that what we currently have, we are satisfied and content and quite well.
那我们也知道，在这个过程里头，我们是有多少的专注，多少的投入，才会有眼前的这一个场面。
Well, we also know that how much we have invested the time and our efforts and energy to obtain what we currently have today.
但是当我们这个太阳下山了，眼前的场面它就应该不再属于我们。
But as our own sun sets into the horizon, what we currently have will no longer be ours.
如果我们只是在日光之下，真的我们的劳碌是虚空的。
And so if we only live under the sun, then it is true our labors will come in vain.
是的，要成功，我们要努力，我们要投入，我们要专注。
It's true that to be successful in this life, we need to put in our diligent efforts and our time.
但是我们也要想一下，如果我们还在日光之下，最后我们会说，值得吗？
But if we only live under the sun, in the end, we will ask ourselves, is it worth it?
在这里说，那个日落的时候，这个太阳是极归所出之地。
And here it says the sun goes down to the place where it originates.
就人的这个身体状况来讲，当人开始在走下坡的时候，也是非常的快的。
Also, we know in our physical body, when it goes start going downhill in terms of our health, it goes down quite quickly.
这是很多年纪大的人他们的感叹。
And this is the regret of many of those who are older and in age.
年轻的我们有一天我们也一定会是同样的这样子的感叹。
We who are younger one day will also be signing the same signs.
所以所罗门王的意思就是告诉我们，我们不要忽略了神，不要忽略了信仰。
And so here once again, King Solomon brings to the point that we shall not forget about God.
请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第六节。
Chapter 55, verse
6. 第六节，当趁着神可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
趁着我们神还让我们活着的时候，我们要认识神，我们要求告神。
While we are still alive and living, we must call out and seek the Lord.
我们要靠着神的怜悯跟恩典，我们要拥有这个美好纯正的信仰。
And so from His mercy and His blessing, that we may have a more beautiful faith.
我们再请看回传道书第一章第六节。
Let's refer back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 6.
所罗门王的第三个回答。
The third answer of King Solomon.
他再一次的肯定，在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢
？Once again, he confirms what profit a man from all his labors under the sun.
第六节，风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行沿道。
The wind goes toward the south and turns around to the north. The wind whirls about continually and comes again on its circuit.
有人很空闲的时候想要很喜欢呆望着天上的浮云。
Sometimes when one is idle and likes to look up onto the sky and to look upon the clouds.
那在有云的地方常常也看到天上的浮云有很多的变化。
And as one observes the clouds in the sky, you can see its formations and how it changes.
为什么天上的云会有这许多的变化？
Why is it that the cloud in the sky changes so much?
因为有风的作用。
Because there is the work of the winds.
在观看的当中让人常常有这种不少的体会跟感触。
And so, as one observes the sky, many times we will come to some reflections.
有些人的生活就是那么的固定，那么的平缓。
Many times we realize that some people's life are so steadfast and so routine.
那也常常有很多的人，他们的人生里头却充满着许许多多的变化。
But for some other people's life, their life go through many drastic changes and turmoil.
我们在座许许多多的人，我们都是从很绝大部分从别的地方来到这个国家这个地方。
For a majority of us sitting here, many of us comes from another faraway location.
所以我们有很多人，我们都也经历了人生的这些。我们所没有意料到的这些变化。
And so for many of us, we also come to experience the unpredictable life.
看不见的风真的也常常让我们对它存着那种神秘感。
And so sometimes this wind that we cannot see with our eyes, sometimes we behold it with a great mystery.
有些地方那种狂风来的时候，真的是一刹那之间就来了。
Sometimes in those places where the wind, strong winds may suddenly come upon us.
第六节，最后所罗门王说，但是他最后返回转行沿道。
In verse 6, King Solomon here at the end says, comes again on its circuit.
无论人生再有多么大、多么复杂的变化，人总是还是回到原点。
Even though there are many changes in a person's life, but at the end, they will all come back to its destination. It's one first point.
我的意思就是人的本质没有改变。
And that is the characteristics of a human being will not change.
如果我们没有认识神，我们还是在日光之下。
If we do not come to know God, we will always be living under the sun.
所以大卫的诗里头说，他是在罪孽当中所生，他生来就带着罪。
And so in the book of Psalms, David says, praises God and said that he was born under sin and he lived under sin.
这是人生来就带着的本质。
And this is the original sins that we bring with us once we are born.
也因为这样子，我们必须要承认神，认识神，来寻求神。
But because of this, therefore, we need to come to pursue to understand God and to seek after Him.
请看传道书的前面箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章二十四节。
Proverbs 20 verse 24.
二十四节，人的脚步为神所定，人岂能明白自己的道路
？A man's step are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way？
神爱每一个世人。
God loves everyone.
所以神总是用很多的机会、很多的方法，让人去寻求他。
So God uses many opportunities and many methods so that a man can find him.
所以我们有机会来接触信仰，这个不是偶然的。
So we have the opportunity to receive this belief. It is not by coincidence.
这是神给我们的机会，神给我们的安排。
But this is the all the good plan and the plan of God.
我们不能够继续的一直是在日光之下。
So that we do not have to always live under the sun.
我们必须要靠着主耶稣的救恩，我们在日光之上。
But by relying upon the salvation of God, that we need to exalt into living above the sun.
传道书一章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 7.
所罗门王的第四个回答。
The fourth answer of King Solomon.
第七节，江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，人归还何处？
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again.
自然界里头真的其实充满着神的爱、神的智慧、神的伟大。
We see from nature is filled with the love and the greatness of the hand of God.
有人喜欢看那个缓缓的流水。
Some people like to look at the streams in the forest.
流得很慢的。
How it may flow so peaceful and slowly.
有人喜欢看那个非常汹涌的那个河流。
Some people would like to see the raging waters white waters.
从这些自然界常常也让我们看到真实的人生。
And so, from these natural scenes in the wilderness, in the wild, it also is a reflection of our life.
很多人都说什么是人生？人生其实就是一连串的努力跟奋斗。
Some people ask, "What is life?" And life is just made of striving and always laboring and toiling.
这个比较正面积极的讲法是人生是连续不断的奋斗跟努力。
From a positive perspective, we always say that it's a constant striving to have a better life.
但是同样的事情，另一个讲法是人生是连续的劳苦跟愁烦。
But from another angle, people say a life is a continuation of sorrow and despair.
江河最后都流到大海里头。
But all rivers flow out to the sea.
世界各地的海都是咸的，都是苦涩的。
All the sea around the world is bitter and is salty.
为什么说连串的这个连串的努力会是连串的愁烦？很多的努力为什么也等于是很多的愁烦
？So why is it that we always equate that all the hard work is also equal to that of difficulty and despair.
啊，因为人生像大海，大海是苦涩的，所以人生很大的部分也是苦涩的。
Because a man's life is like the sea, which is ultimately bitter and sorrowful.
啊，所以我们需要神，需要信仰，才能够让我们的人生变成甜的。
And so that's why in a person's life we need God in order to make it more sweet.
哦，有神有信仰，才会让我们的人生是真正的充实。
If we have God and we have this faith, then we will find our life to be abundant.
啊，请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第八节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
第八节，不但如此，我也已将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Yes, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish.That I may gain Christ.
啊，有很多的事实啊，是我们自己很清楚知道的。
Many realities of life we know personally.
啊，但是我们为什么还紧抓着不放
？But we always won't let go of what our hand have grasped.
啊，很多人都知道看电视很无聊。
Many people know that watching TV is a waste of time.
哦，啊，但是为什么还一直坐在电视机前
？But why is it that we still continuously sit before the television?
啊，因为好像也实在没有什么更好的来取代。
Because it seems as though there is nothing better to replace it.
啊，所以只好拿着遥控器一台转过一台。
So the best option is just to sit at the couch and to flip through the channels.
啊，保罗。他认识了神，他得着了信仰。
Paul come to know Jesus Christ and he received this faith.
啊，所以该放掉的他就能够放开了。
And so what he need to let go, he was able to let go.
传道书第一章第八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8.
啊，所罗门王的第五个回答。
The fifth answer.
万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听。听不足。
All things are full of labor, man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, or the ear filled with hearing.
啊，这就是在日光之下很实在的一个生活的层面。
This is a very realistic part of living under the sun.
啊，尤其在这我们所处的这个社会里头。
Especially the society in which we live in today.
啊，这个。虽然很多，但是仍然觉得少。
Even though we have so much, but we still always feel like we are in need or lacking.
什么叫做够了
？What does it mean to have enough?
比现在再多一点。
It is to that I have more than what I have today.
好像样样都有了，但是好像还少了一样。
It seems as though we have everything, but then always seem as though we are still lacking something.
啊，好像。很多女人满衣柜的衣服，但是总觉得还少一套。
Just like our closet is full of our clothing and garments, but it always feels like we need that extra set of clothes.
到底少了什么，又常常说不上来。
And sometimes we feel this lacking, but we do not even know how to exactly express it.
这样的心情。这样的事实也常常可以从小孩子身上来看到。
We can see this naturally also even in a young child.
啊，有些小孩他要一样东西的时候，他对父母亲是啊这个百般的请求。
We see a young child if he sees something he likes or he would be so persistent in asking for it.
啊，甚至有些小孩他会又哭又闹。
To the extent they'd be crying and begging.
啊，终于得到了。
And so finally, the parent may give in.
啊，但是很让父母亲生气的，过没有多久，他就把会这么大劲得到的，就已经甩在一旁。
But what is upsetting to the parents is that a few minutes later, you see that after he plays with the toy or something that he obtained, he gets bored a few minutes later and casts it aside.
这就是在日光之下一个很实在的生活面。
This is how life is living under the sun.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章十三节。
John chapter 4, verse 13.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again.
十四节，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
在这里主耶稣用一个象征性的描述。
Here Jesus used a comparison.
这个井里的水可以代表着物质，可以代表着享受。
This water from the well, it refers to the material things in life.
另外一种水是主耶稣所要赐给我们的。
But the other kind of water is given to us by God, that is of the Spirit.
他要在我们的里头，也要成为泉源。
He will be within us an everlasting spring.
什么能够在我们里头？
What can be within us?
神的话可以在我们里头。
The word of God can be in us.
神的爱可以在我们里头。
The love of God can dwell in us.
神的圣灵可以在我们里头。
The Holy Spirit can dwell in us.
如果只以约翰福音来看，主耶稣这里说我所要赐给你的水，主要是指着他所要赐给我们的圣灵。
And so in John chapter 4, he says, the water I give you refers to the Holy Spirit that he promised.
所以看到真实的人生的这一面，我们应该更珍惜主耶稣所应许我们的。
And so when we look at from this perspective of life, that we should hold on to even more this promise that Lord Jesus has given us.
再请看传道书一章九节十节。
Verse 9 and 10 of Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事，岂有一件事能指着说这是新的，哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。
That which has been is what will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us.
在已经有的物质跟定理之下，人常常有很多的发现跟发明。
In the material aspect of things, and there are many research and innovations, new things.
这些常常带给人生活的很大的方便，很多的进步。
And it brings to the lifestyle of a human being much convenience and comfort.
但是在日光之下，在亚当里头的人性的正负面，它其实都没有什么改变。
But under the sun, the natural characteristics of man born under Adam will not change.
现在人的一些表现，其实以前的人就是这样的表现。
The attitude and the behavior of man today is a reflection of those of the previous.
不论在什么时代，在什么地方，人性是没有什么，是没有改变的。
No matter what generation, no matter what time and place, the natural characteristics of man doesn't change.
所以无论是在描述现代的影片，或者描述古代的影片，它基本上人性那部分它是一样的。
So when we look at the movies of today versus that of old, the emotional, the inner parts of a person's behavior, you notice that it doesn't change.
描写现代人的那个坏人的人性，跟描写古时候人的那些坏人的人性，它是一样的。
The wickedness or the evil of, let's say, the bad character in a movie is the same as that of the old, ancient times.
那些好人的角色的人性的那一部分也是一样的。
But the hero, the characteristics of a hero of today is a reflection of the same of the hero of the past.
所以所罗门王说在日光之下没有新的事情。
And so that's why King Solomon here says there's nothing new under the sun.
这是让人觉得很无可奈何的。
And this is something that sometimes we find hard to believe.
其实并不是绝望的。
But it doesn't mean that it is completely without hope.
因为在耶稣基督里头，我们都要成变成新的了。
Because in Lord Jesus Christ, we can become a new person.
在耶稣基督里头，我们所要都要拥有一个新天新地。
In Jesus Christ, we will find this new heaven and a new earth.
那一个海不再有了。
That sea will be no more in our life.
请看传道书一章十一节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 11.
最后一个回答，已经过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of the things that are to come by those who will come after.
这也是一个事实，大多数的人跟事情是不会有人纪念的。
This is also a fact that many persons or events that will no longer be remembered forever.
纵然是现在的事情跟我们没有关的，我们也很快的就把它忘了。
Even today, current events, if things happen and it does not relate directly to our life, we could quickly cast it aside and forget about it.
那越是这样，人越是有一个渴望被纪念。
And so because of this, that human beings have this tendency to want to be remembered.
人有一个倾向，希望被注意。
That we all want, human beings, we all want to have this attention from others.
但是事实是很容易的，也一定会被被遗忘的。
But the reality is that we are quickly also cast aside and not always remembered.
只有在日光之上，我们才有那个被永远纪念。
Only if we live above the sun will we have this eternal remembrance.
蒙神的纪念
，That is remembrance by God.
永恒蒙永恒的神的纪念，这当然是永恒的纪念。
Remember by the eternal God, that means that we are remembered forever.
所以主耶稣说，一杯凉水给小子里头的一个喝，他一定蒙纪念。
And so Jesus said he will be remembered of that who gives us the cup for the child who is thirsty to drink.
一个在日光之上的人。无论在多么小的事情，在神的眼中是蒙纪念的。
For one who lives his life above the sun, every little thing he does in his life will be remembered by God.
所以启示录里头说，在主里头死的人是有福的。
And that's why in the book of Revelation he says, "Blessed is he who dies in the Lord."
因为工作的果效要随着他。
Because his work in his life shall follow him into the inheritance in the kingdom of God.
所以虚空跟不虚空其实就是只有一线之差。
And so between the life of vanity versus the life of abundance and not meaningless, there's only a thin line.
那就在于是在日光之下或在日光之上。
And that dwells whether we live under the sun or do we live our life above the sun?
那就在我们是否认识神、相信神。
And that depends on whether or not we really recognize and have God in our life.
那就在于我们是不是能够持守过着信仰的生活。
It depends on whether or not we are able to live a life of faith.
所以我们在日光之下，我们要追求在日光之上。
And so if we live under the sun, we must pursue for a life that is above the sun.
用这有限的人生来追求那个永恒。
From this limited life that we can pursue the eternal life.
从这个必朽坏的人生来追求那个不朽坏的。
From this life which is corruptible and perishable to seek an imperishable, incorruptible life.
从日光之下的虚空来追求日光之上的充实。
From the vanity that is under the sun to live a life of abundance above the sun.
所以在日光之下的这个世界是的，它是虚空的。
And so living under the sun in this world, it's true, vanity is a vanity.
但是我们的心灵却是要充实。
But our heart need to be filled.
这个世界是有很多的虚假，但是我们的心灵是要真实的。
That there are much deceits and falseness in this world, but our heart must be true and genuine.
日光之下有很多的苦，但是我们的内心里头要是甜的。
That there are much bitterness under the sun, but our life is to live above the sun, we will have the sweetness of life.
这个世界有很多的混乱，我们的心灵却是要宁静的。
There are much chaos in this world, but our heart is to be in tranquility.
所罗门王问说，做人有什么好处？
And so King Solomon said, what profits a man in his life?
我想我们要面对现实，当我们知道我们存在，我们就已经存在。
that we must face this reality that if we know we exist, we really exist in this world.
无论如何，我们已经是人了。
No matter what, today you and I are human beings.
所以更要紧的，应不是问说做人有什么好处，应该说我应当如何。
And so it does not. The question should not be what profits a man in his life, but instead, what shall I want my life to be?
一起唱诗五十八首。
I'll sing hymn number 58. Seated.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we'd like to make our concluding prayer.
我们求主耶稣他带领帮助我们，让我们能够认识神，相信神。
We ask God to guide us and to help us so we can come to know Him even more.
也求他继续帮助我们，过着信仰的生活。
And we ask Him to strengthen our lives so we can live a life of faith.
所以我们的人生不是虚空的。
So that our life may not be meaningless.
我们也为 我们月底的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's also keep in mind in our prayer the spiritual convocation at the end of the month.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, you are welcome to pray. Come and forward and pray.
我们一起祷告。
从天堂 pray。